Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here come blasting to the rim. The shot goes up, partially blocked by Moody as Schroeder was driving in. Moody has it, takes it to the front court, finds Will Richard. He's open. He fires another three ball for the rookie. Good golly. Warriors 103, Sacramento 102.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Will Richard at 30 last night, making his first NBA start. That bucket put the Warriors up one with 6.5 minutes to go.
Man, I thought we had it.
Then it deteriorated in a monster way. It happened very quickly, but two and a half minutes later, they're down 9, they're down 11, made a little push late.
But the third quarter, they were in the bonus. The Kings were with 9 minutes left.
Yep.
So I don't know what it is about, you know, again, the Warriors as a team shot 23 free throws, but I just felt like, man, not taking care of the ball killed us last night, and 19 turnovers led to 30 Kings points, and the rest is history, and Drew Eubanks looked like a serviceable center, Steiny.
Hey, there might be a partial solution here.
Seth and Melton.
No, bigger. Oh, bigger than that. You know, oh, you weren't here yesterday. That's right. Okay.
help me out.
You know, we always tell you that it won't be too long before a star becomes available in the NBA. Let's go out and get Ja Morant.
This system doesn't fit Ja. Him and Curry can't coexist, I don't believe.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
I believe, you know what? I'm not just, Curry Ja can coexist with anybody.
Well, he did it with Durant, but
Curry can coexist
with
anybody.
But Ja is dribble.
And Steph can play run. Well,
they wouldn't send him in the West. If he leaves, and I think he's leaving, Stein, it's in the East.
He's leaving.
There's no doubt, man.
I watched some of that game.
He shouldn't play another game. It's that toxic. I thought we were the toxic show. Well, we are at the station, but, I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
That is – Scott Osler said that to us.
This on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, Draymond is overrated. What's he done without Steph? When Clay was in his prime and while Steph was out of lineup, Dre did too much.
Well, we saw it here.
Disrupt the game.
When we got Wiseman, Dre told us he didn't want to play. I get it. But last night, man, Dre, we needed you, man. They needed you.
Let's hear from Steve Kerr. He's talking about Kuminga here. Now, he said Horford played a great game. How was Kuminga?
Jonathan attacked. He was aggressive. You know, we got him the ball quite a bit. He helped us get off to a great start. Really gave a fantastic effort. Played really well. I think the lesson for him and for our team is just how important every possession is.
Yeah, there it is. I'll continue.
I thought the game changed with some turnovers mid-second quarter. Probably should have gone into halftime with a 12-point lead. Instead, it's five, I think. And we're trying to do too much. We're trying to create too much when there's nothing there. In the end, the story of the game was the turnovers. You know, it's 30 to 11 points off turnovers. And it's a great lesson for our young guys, you know. It's hard to win in this league. Every possession matters. And especially with the pace and the three-point shooting today, you know, you turn the ball over with a careless play, it's automatically a layup or a three at the other end, and the whole momentum shifts. And so it takes a lot of discipline to play 48 minutes and keep making the right play over and over again. And so I love the effort tonight, but I thought we got a little too ambitious, and that led to some turnovers that really hurt us.
All right, that was Steve Kerr. Talking about the loss last night in Sacramento. Basically what I heard him say is, you know, guys trying to do too much instead of trusting the offense.
Yeah, and again, Stoney, I know it was the second night of a back-to-back, but, you know, I'm not in here as far. I'm not going to come in here and have an issue, and I can't because we all watched the game, and I just still feel like they should have won it. But the bottom line is the effort was there. You know, again, I keep going to – you know, GP2 and Buddy Hield, Donnie, you're getting more from Moody and Will Richard. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just, man, I didn't have that being a zero right now. And that's what it kind of feels like from GP2 and Buddy. It takes a village, it's strength in numbers, and they're not getting that. And Evan came in during the break as you left, Donnie. I do have to say, you know, Pat Spencer's playing because he's the only true point guard on the team. But wasn't that the title of the jam on why Pods was playing when people were trying to compare and contrast why Kuminga was getting taken out of the game and Pods was getting more opportunity? And then I'm thinking about DeAnthony Melton. I don't know if he's not Magic Johnson, right? So, I mean, when's this team going to get another guy that can handle the ball?
That's a good question.
You always had, you know, you know, you back up, and I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, like, Steve Kerr and the Warriors are too smart to have guys out there because of something we don't have. Like, I went out with Guru because nobody, like, that was horrible. But you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be more to it. People cannot be on the court because you don't have enough of something. That's what I'm saying.
I thought this was the deepest team they've had. We were talking about strength in numbers and how this team fits.
Well, last night, that was skewed because you're without three of your Stewart, the three OGs.
By the way, the fact that, to me, the fact that last night was a back-to-back means nothing. Means zero.
As far as
they
what
didn't you... use their old guys. It was their young guys who helped them last night, who played well. Like, it wasn't really a back-to-back because they're big guys. You know, I think the trouble they're going to have on back-to-backs when their old guys try to play back-to-backs. And they solved that problem last night by not playing their older guys. So
we need a Livingston, Stoney, a ball handler that you could trust, man.
Well, I mean, ideally that'll be Melton, but we'll see. I got an email.
Okay, Harry.
Yeah.
All right, give it to me.
Well.
That's pretty good. Is that how it started? Well?
No, I put that one. Harry says, well, who would have thought that these four old guys would already be getting sick and hurt? What a dumb concept. Is there actually anybody out there that thinks these four old guys are not going to be injured at the end of the season? It doesn't matter with Horford because he's not a factor on the team. But if you don't think Draymond or Butler or Curry isn't going to break down during the season, you need to see a shrink.
Well, I will say this early on to Harry and you, Stoney.
Yeah.
I'm watching the league and I'm pissed off, but the Warriors have not been a part of what, you know, because I don't know what was going on with Jimmy and I get lower back tightness or what have you, but they have not been sitting like they did yesterday. So maybe I'm overreacting because that was another loss to a team that I thought you could beat. But, you know, they haven't been utilizing load management like I feel like a lot of the other teams have.
I mean, well, thank God. They're nine games into the year. I mean, and I'm with you. The league is off to a really bad start in terms of that kind of thing. This is 7:07. When are you guys going to realize that Pods is better at basketball than Kuminga? I mean, look, Jonathan. This is the thing with Kuminga. Like, he's still got, like, he's taken a step. There's no doubt. But to take the next step, right, he's going to have to fail a lot.
Yeah.
Because he isn't used to being in the role he was in last night. And so last night, he's 2 of 10 in the second half. He turned the ball over 5 times.
Oh, man.
And I don't mean it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's really the first time they're putting him in a role where he's their one. But I mean, I guess the silver lining is he should know that he's probably going to be in that position a few more times this year. And so he'll just get more and more practice at, you know, being a guy who maybe has to try to make more plays for other people than himself. But I mean, that's going to be a process for Kuminga. He's not going to get there right away. He's going to turn the ball over if you give him more decision-making.
Yeah, and he's trying to enter a room that I think he's more than capable of being in, Steiny, to one day be a possible all-star, and hopefully it'll be in a Golden State Warrior uniform. But if you just sit back for a second on this Kuminga front and think about, through 9 games, everything that you've seen from everybody on the Warriors, and just close your eyes and think about Jonathan Kuminga not on this team, I mean, I wake up in a sweat. Like, they can ill afford for him not to be a part of what you got going on that's built around 3 older guys. So what you said is beautiful. I agree, Steiny, but there has been major growth from JK, and there's more to come. But the bottom line is, imagine, Warrior fans, Dub Nation, where we would be if this dude wasn't on the team through 9 games.
Yeah, what do you think he'd be?
Probably 3-6.
You think?
Oh, Steiny, I'm serious, man.
Maybe. I mean, he's been good. I'm not going to sit here and say he hasn't been good.
What do you do? I'm all over. I missed you. What do you do? What's Richard forcing Kerr to do, if anything? Because, Steiny, I think they got something. Or is he doing something early on for, it's only 9 games, for him to keep getting opportunities?
I mean, if he keeps playing like this, he's going to get opportunities. Okay. There's no doubt about it.
And that's all we can ask
look,
for.
The question
for
with,
him.
The question with Will Richard is
I got you.
What's he going to be like 30 games into the year? Is he still going to be a player who can be counted on like he has the first 8 or 10 games? He certainly looks like a guy who knows what he's doing.
Except, man.
So,
man.
But, you know, we'll find out. I mean, if he's this good, if this is really who he is, he's going to eat into other guys' minutes. Now, in fairness, like, yes, it's a good thing for Will Richard, but is it really a good thing if Will Richard, a second round pick, can come in here and start supplanting guys that we thought were the future, like Pods? And I know it won't be Moody right now, but we got to see how that plays out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. Here's the other issue that Steve Kerr has, and he alluded to it a little bit, is how can he keep Moody out of the starting lineup?
Do you know I saw a stat, Steiny? Go ahead, you preach it now.
I mean, how can he keep Moody out of the starting lineup? Well, why you got to keep him out of the starting lineup? Because you got to start Kuminga.
Now, right? Why do you, here I go. I'm not saying I've left this camp, because I'm not. But when you say you have to start Kuminga, why? I'm just asking you, what do you mean you have to?
Well, I mean that Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup 2 games into the year, and he said we're going with Kuminga for a while. So that leaves Moody for coming off the bench.
I saw a factoid on this yesterday, and Steiny had to go double check to make sure it was correct. You know what the Warriors' record last year was when Moody started?
Oh, yeah, they had that really good stretch.
27-10. Okay. I mean, that was some of Jimmy. I get it, a lot of Jimmy, but I'm just, Hey, I'm pro JK. I think he's the better player, got the bigger upside. But when you say, I'm with you, like Moody is, he don't care what you're saying, Stoney. He feels like he belongs, man. And he never seems like he's hogging the rock. It just seems like he's just going with the flow, but he's been jerked around like Steve Martin's, but he's still always, except for the Houston series, you could count on him, and that might have been a digit. But I am kind of curious as to what goes on with Moody. Is he your first man off the bench, or I don't know.
Moody is, I think sometimes what happens in basketball is Moody has now become the guy that the team – and Steve Kerr thinks is the lowest maintenance player on the team. And so they can put him in any role they need, night to night, game to game, position to position. I mean, like, I know people, like, I think Moody is kind of annoyed, quite frankly.
And
that's why he's like, so he was supposed to start. He gets hurt. Kuminga has two good games. And now Steve Kerr, for the umpteenth time, says, yeah, Moses, you got to come off the bench. Well, since he's come off the bench, I think he's playing way different. He's just letting it fly.
Yeah.
He's being super aggressive.
Yes.
And I just think that, why is he doing that? Because he's coming off the bench. He can't do that if he starts.
Wow.
If he starts, he can't be that guy.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Donnie. If your daughter... or, you know, your future grandson says, you know what, my boss called me low maintenance. I'm asking you, is that a good thing or is somebody taking advantage of your kindness?
Yeah, it's a good thing for Kerr. It's a very good thing for Kerr.
But if Moody was more demonstrative, maybe as far as a stronger personality about him being disgruntled, if he is, maybe that might get you something that you're yearning for.
Well, I don't think he's disgruntled, but my point is, even if he
irritated,
is,
though.
I don't care if he's irritated. He's still doing exactly what he needs to do.
Like a professional.
Yeah, but you can be irritated and produce. There's no way. Like, I think he's upset he's not starting. But it's not going to show up on the court. He's going to keep playing hard, but you can still be upset if you think you should be starting.
Man.
So I don't know, once they get healthy, what the starting lineup will be. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, Moody is somebody who now maybe is forcing Steve Kerr's hand. Let's take a listen.
Moses has just found his groove shooting the ball, obviously, and he's found his conditioning. You know, to miss 2 weeks of camp is really difficult, especially when camp is only 3 weeks and you start right into the season. So first few games of the year, you know, he was behind and he's clearly caught up. You know, he's shooting the ball well. He's defending at a high level. He's competing every second. It's fun watching Moses play.
He's doing everything but starting,
man. But, you know, and Stoney, the bottom line, what did you say? Or it's not you, Naismith. It's not who starts, it's who finishes, right? So, I mean, there's another opportunity for him. So you ain't getting it on the front end, but if you're balling, you get it on the back end. And we can't, you know, I don't want to forget, Stoney, what he is. I think he's one of your best defender, on-ball defenders.
Who, Moody?
Yeah, you're lacking in that area. It just as a team, as a collective.
Okay, why is he coming off the bench then, Moody? It's because Kuminga played well the first two games, I think, right? This from the 650. It's directed at you.
Okay.
Goo, let me ask you this. We can say all day JK can't play with Jimmy, but is it taboo to talk about pods on the court with Steph and it affecting our defense? So I think what he's saying is there's talk about JK and Jimmy struggle to play each other with each other because of offense. It's been kind of getting proven a little bit suspect. But he's saying, can't you say the same thing about Steph and Pods' defense?
Well, you can, but you, Professor Steinmetz, help me with this one. Since the inception of Pods, his rookie year, if you're into this stat, plus minus, he led a team with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and others. Pods did that, right? So I feel like he's a turnstile on D, but I watched this game in the 31 minutes that he played last night, Stoney. Help me. He was a team high plus 14. So to that texter, I do see the not that he's lazy, I do see guys going around him, but Stoney, what's he doing to where when you look at the plus minus, he's giving you more than just a bad defense.
You know,
seriously.
The way I look at plus minus is if you're a plus 10, it doesn't mean you played well.
Ooh.
It doesn't. Hell, if you really played well, maybe you would have been a plus 15. You know what I mean? Like, plus minus to me isn't this. It's not an indicator, a sole indicator of how well you play. It's how well your five-man unit does when you're on the floor. And sometimes it's just coincidence. Mm. But
What if you're the only one, though?
What do you mean?
Like he was... Go ahead, Evan.
Well, there's an outlier in the box score.
Like I'd have to look at who he was playing against. Like what were the five units? Like who was he playing with?
Yeah.
Who was he playing against? But like I'm not here to say Pods wasn't good last night. I think he was fine.
No, and you know the premise of this is I will never, and Pods wouldn't tell you he's a good defender, and sometimes I feel like a lot of times they go right by him, but at the end of the day I could look in this column the plus minus again, Stoney, if you're into that, and he has a team high plus 14, so that tells me one, if I go do the homework that you're talking about. And two, he's bringing something other to the table than just, he's making up for it in a crazy way. Somehow.
If that's what you think.
Well, no. Last night, Brody had a triple-double, Russ, and I'm not
Who's
putting this.
Brody?
They call him Brody.
Who does?
Russell Westbrook, the streets.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, Brody. But anyway, Stoney, I mean, the guards were eating for Sacramento. That wasn't all Pods' fault, but yeah, I was watching like, man, it. You know, if I had to score a bucket, I would like Pods guard me, or I was trying to score.
The Kings went on an 11-0 run when it was 104-104 when Spencer was on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The moment Pods came back in the game, they nearly tied it.
There you go.
JK, like, lets that three
fly. I mean, that's not all on him, but...
I hear you.
Is that a coincidence?
Well, and what about the team high?
I mean, honestly, what I would say is...
A year ago where he led the team in plus minus, but go ahead.
I'm not a huge plus minus guy. But here's the other thing. Maybe one of the reasons he was a plus was because they took Spencer off the floor. And he came in and like
I ain't mad at you on that one, but I'm with Evan. What Evan's putting down.
I'm not here to run down Pods as plus minus at all.
But we're just answering the text.
Do I think Steve Kerr reads too much into it with Pods? Yes, I do. But
who else do you really have to handle the rock? That's an issue.
Well, you got Curry, you got Draymond. Ideally, you got Melton at some point. So. Yeah, again, yes. Like, and this is the other thing about plus minus. Somebody's got to lead the team in plus minus, and somebody's going to be the worst. Like, yeah, was it last year he led the.
Yeah,
he had a better plus minus than Steph Curry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what? Let me ask you that. What does that tell you?
That he's doing more good than bad.
Okay.
And if his limitations are he's a turnstile, he has figured something out. Just in regard to plus minus, Donnie, to where it's on his side. Like, that's all. Do I think he was a plus 14 last night? He hit a big three, too. And to Evan's point, he came back in. So I don't, that's why I asked you. I don't know what to make of it. But when you go through a whole damn season, his rookie season, he leads the team at plus minus, you got to put some respect on that.
Well, you can if you want.
But not take it to the bank and say cash. I'm just...
Like, we're putting a lot of respect on all these players for a 5-4 team.
Well, that's a different conversation now.
I mean, I...
Listen. Scotty, guys are lighting us up that are getting signed from the practice squad.
Okay.
Ryan Rawlins is giving us the business.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook just gave you the business.
But that's better than the other two.
No, I think it's worse.
Because he's older?
Yes!
But
I do.
You get my point. That's got to be fixed.
This is one of the things, though, that where I get it's get it's early, but you know, here we are today. We just for 70 minutes ran down all these shortcomings with the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
They can't defend well. Their old guys are starting not to play. Al Horford looks very bad. Okay. Why do you think this team can get to the Western Conference Finals then? Or why do you think this team can be successful when through 10 games, we've seen the pluses, we've seen the minuses? And like, here's my thing. It's, well, you know, I'll talk about it the other side. All right.
And they could be bored too.
Who?
The OGs.
The young guys?
No, the OGs.
Well, then they're not going to win. Then they're not going to go 30-15 to start the season. What's coming up on the game? Is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.